Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello, and welcome back to the Talking Yanks pregame show with little old Jake and big old BBD coming live from Manhattan. The Yankees are back on tonight. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Maybe this day was a get back to work day. Maybe you're still vacationing. I'll tell you what, one thing I am looking forward to is getting home, turning the AC on loud, and watching some Yankees baseball as they host the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the Tyler Wade Redemption Series. Myself and BBD today, Jimmer has to catch a 5:30 train, so he's doing that. Davis Wimbledon, how are you?
Doing well.
Let's go Yanks.
Go Yanks.
Oh, okay.
Predicted the lineup earlier today.
We did. If you haven't listened to the episode, I mean, we spoiled today's lineup at the end. Good episode. Go check that out.
It was a good episode.
BBD, we guessed this lineup. It is DJ LeMahieu playing third base, Aaron Judge in center field, Rizzo at first, Torres at second, Andujar at left field, Matt Carpenter, DHing in the stadium, Isaiah Kiner for left field, shortstop, Jose Trevino, our friend. We spent time with him on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We'll have that forever.
He was in this room.
We spent Memorial Day with Yankees catcher Jose Trevino. How about that? Joey Gallo batting last, playing right field. Not a confidence booster. And Jordan Montgomery on the hill. Okay, I kind of hadn't thought about that. I was doing a lot of thinking about the lineup. Oh, Jeter's on his Instagram account just answering questions right now.
Yeah, I did a big look through the Q&A earlier.
Down is up. Up is down. I guess a couple things off the rip. As we predicted this lineup, that means we thought this was kind of our best case lineup. That means a lot of different things. I mean, Andujar 5 playing left field, Carpenter 6 DHing, Joey Gallo in the 9 hole, kind of is what it is right now. So I was saying on the episode, but I didn't really have a solution. Part of me wanted to see Marwin in here, but there's really not a slot for him. It would have been, I think you had it, BBD, it would have been DHing DJ and having Marwin play third.
I think that's, with DJ having the whatever this wrist thing is.
But then Carpenter wouldn't play, so then do you have Carpenter play third? So, again, asking for Marwin to play just means I like watching him play baseball. Don't think he should have necessarily be in the lineup today.
Good defense at every position.
Every position.
At the platoon advantage, switch hitting.
Let me see, do we have a Halos lineup?
We do.
Okay. Taylor Ward.
Leading off right field.
Ohtani. That's fun.
Good start. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Trout, man. And then Matt Duffy.
Tone shift.
Yankees legend Matt Duffy, right?
Yeah, was that last year's spring training?
Forget. Luis Renjifo, Max Stassi catching, Jared Walsh. Down at the 7 slot?
That's a surprise.
Does he not hit lefties? Or maybe it's a line double lineup thing they do. Lagares in left field. Wow.
Squid, I think he just got back for them.
Squid the Kid, Andrew Velasquez.
So no Tyler Wade, but Squid's, but Squid's in the mix.
Been there. Wild card game. And Noah Syndergaard's on the bump, which excited to see him. Little New York reunion of sorts. Mm-hmm. So the Angels are good.
They're good.
They are coming off of a 4-game sweep to the Toronto Blue Jays.
four hard-fought games.
Right. There's 2 1-loss, 1-run losses.
They weren't embarrassed at the party, but they just want wins now.
They had the lead
now.
In a couple of those games. So, interest to see how they look. I mean, it's either going to be hungry dogs trying to get back, or they could be sad sacks coming East Coast and on a little bit of a losing streak. How are we with Monty, BBD?
I'm always in a pretty good spot with Monty. Yeah. I mean, this year he's been just straight up good, but I'm always, like, going back. I don't remember a time I've ever not been on Monty's side.
The last time he saw him, he was 6 innings, 2 earned runs against the Baltimore Orioles. He has not given up more than 3 earned runs all year, to your point. He has been pretty consistent cat. We should be.
He doesn't get to stay in long enough to give up more.
They do still have the quick pull on him, which leads us to the pitching path to victory, which we will do. Yeah. And what to watch for? I guess my what to watch for is Matt Carpenter. Lefty at the stadium, right? How often do we get juiced about this?
See if the new, whatever new lefty they bring in, we always think, oh, maybe they have the stroke.
Try it on for size, kid. Is he older than me? I'll look. What do you got, Beans?
Probably my what to watch for. I think he is. Taylor Ward. He's like, if you haven't looked at that Baseball Reference page,
yeah,
he's having a monster year. We just had we recorded tomorrow's pedal episode, and there's a debate involving him
with a popular Yankee.
Yeah, so that's a tease. His numbers are crazy, crazy, crazy good, and I haven't tuned into the late night Halos games in full to watch what he's doing,
what it's about. Matt Carpenter, almost 3 full years older than me, so not even close. And I guess tying that into Monty in the short leash, third time through with that kind of top of the lineup and coming off the off day where we've rested some bullpen pieces, which brings us to the pitching path to victory. The pitching path to victory today is kind of nice. Clay Holmes hasn't pitched in 3 days. So I think we can pencil him in the end of this game. Michael King has only thrown 20 pitches in the last 6 days.
Yeah.
That was on Saturday. So he should be available.
Should be available. Maybe he's fully in the plan for tomorrow or something. But
Miguel Castro has barely pitched of late. Don't know what that's about even. Like, it's more scary than exciting.
Yeah. That feels more like, oh, everybody went down and he's kind of got something.
And he kind of wasn't around. So that's been weird. Wandy Peralta... also, he hasn't pitched since Thursday. So
pitched the first game and surprised me.
He didn't cover. So if you go Monty for 5 or 6, you've got Clay Holmes on the back end. If we want to do Mike King for 2, or maybe even that combination for 3, Clay Holmes can give you 1.1 pretty easily.
Yeah, 1-2-1-1.
7. So let's say we need a 6th inning. I think Castro over Wandy, but we also haven't seen him so long that I don't know.
Got to see it a little bit. I don't know. I guess if you run into that, like, Renjifo, Stassi Walsh area or the bottom of the order guys, it seems like a natural Wandy. Or if it's time to get Licky a spot.
Licky's only thrown 7 bullets in the last 5 days. The Yankees bullpen has reset. If they need to steal innings today, Marinaccio, David McKay, Manny Banuelos. Clark Schmidt, I would rule out. He threw 12 pitches on Sunday, and I'd assume they want to keep him stretched.
I was going to say, I think he's the only one. Do I believe in Ernest? He's unavailable if they need him? No, I think he's available if you need him at some point, extras, whatever, but probably not.
Dude, he might be next in line to become, like, bullpen guy. So we're running out of bodies, but...
it's been good.
Let's go. I got Monty. You know what? Give me King first out. Monty for 6. King 7-8. Clay Holmes for the 9th. Done. There's your pitching path to victory.
Kinger just crossed 2 years of service time over the weekend.
Congrats. Happy Memorial Day. 2, 3, 4. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. The Homer Draft is brought to you by SeatGeek. Promo code pregame, you can get $20 off your first purchase with SeatGeek.
Go to this game.
You go to this very game in the stadium. It might be hot, hot, hot. Find some shade. Make sure if you look at your SeatGeek ticket, you find yourself a little shade, because I think it's going to be a warm one tonight. I think it's going to be a warm one tonight.
Hopefully sun peeks behind the clouds and goes down. We're good.
It'll go, you know, I think it's a hot night. The first three innings will be hot. And then it should chill out a little bit. So thank you, Seeky. Code pregame, $20 off your first purchase. Go to a game. Go to any sporting event. The Homer Draft has been a little touch and go of late. We're going to be honest with you guys. It's been a busy, busy summer. We've got some big stuff happening. Jeff Passan. The last I saw you, I mean, Aaron Judge had a two-homer game versus Baltimore, and what's it all about? Syndergaard on the mound. Does that change my picks at all? BBD, the rule of thumb this year is if Judge is available, take him. I'm going to take Aaron Judge with my first pick.
That's so fair.
Winzo.
That's so fair. So I have two picks. I've got two picks.
What do you say?
My heart's calling for Carpenter.
Yep.
Get a Carpenter on the Homer Draft. Inaugural.
It's a nice notch in the belt.
So I'm gonna take him.
Okay.
Supposed to have some pop. We've seen one homer already. Aim for that porch, righty on the bump. And Glaber's swinging a good stick.
Okay.
He's getting some lift. He might find the porch himself. So
Glaber.
Carpenter and Glaber.
There is one Yankee that has a homer off Noah Syndergaard. You know him as DJ LeMahieu. I don't think I'm going there. Because there's another Yankee that's 2-for-2 career against Noah Syndergaard. It's Miguel Andujar. So Miguel Andujar feeling the juice, middle of the lineup guy for the Yankees these days. Yeah, I don't know. Why not? Why not? So I go Andujar and Judge. BBD has gone Glaber and Matt Carpenter. Really like the Matt Carpenter pick, obviously. Yankee Stadium.
You gotta believe in something in this world.
Veteran at Yankee Stadium. He knows what to do. Okay. Tweet us out your Homer Draft picks at home. Jimmy's little brother Luke plays with his friends. It's nice. Boring. BBD, the over-under, I know what it is because I looked at it. I have 8.5.
I also have that.
Okay. I'm going to loophole this one. I don't necessarily believe in this. I'm taking the under only because I think I'm going to be at the stadium the next two games, which means the over has to hit. So using...
Knowing you're over the next 2 days.
Using the rules of law. That's not right. I will be taking the under.
I'm at one of those games with you, I believe.
Yep.
So I know I've gotten over coming.
Got one coming.
But I also have a bit of a rule lately that if Montgomery's pitching, it's the under. Yankees don't score for him. Yeah. It's still kind of a thing. So I'm on the under. 8.5. I guess it's been touch and go pregame, but higher than we've had in a little bit, too.
Yeah, the number is up. And by the way, saw a couple balls flying this weekend. I'm not throwing any allegations out yet.
Might be mixing some in.
Glaber goes 438. Jesus Sanchez goes 490. Burger. I know it's Coors. Maybe they know something. By the way, this is kind of a big game for both teams. The Yankees are in a two-game losing streak coming off Tampa. Angels are in a five-game loser. They lost the game before the Toronto series. So this is a pretty big game. One of these teams is either going to be on a six-game loser or one of these teams will be on a three-game losing streak, which, lucky enough for Yankee fans, that's would be one of our biggest problems this year. Man, enjoy this game. The top of the Angels lineup is awesome right now. You know Ohtani and Trout. If you don't know Taylor Ward, he has been outplaying both of them this year. And he was a college teammate of Judge. So look for a nice dap up or something.
Yeah.
Like a pregame show.
Judge's senior year was his freshman year, something like that.
Like some batting practice highlight where it was like, oh my God, we both went to Fresno State. How dope is that? And then David Cone says something like, I didn't go to college. And then Michael K makes a joke. I don't know. That's how they broadcast the games. You would have enjoyed it. He would have. David Cone. I could see David Cone liking college. Any premonitions for this one, BBD?
I do.
Okay. Now we're talking.
We mentioned in passing squids in the lineup, famously from the Bronx. They're going to show his family at some point.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, yeah. They were remember we showed them last year and they were excited about him playing for the Yankees. Now he's here as a visitor, first time since.
And know what else they're going to show, BBD? And this was actually really cool. The Angels, when they flew out for the game, they had a squid day. They all dressed like squid. There's a lot of Bronx swag. There's some big jeans.
Jerseys.
Some jerseys swagged out. Tyler Wade wore one of his normal outfits, but he, like, tagged squid. It was just like, dude, that's kind of your swag.
It's like, Tyler, you know what a Bronx outfit is.
And he'd be so offended if I said that. He would be like, my shoes were different. It's a non-swag guy talking about a swag guy. But yeah, they will do that. I like that. Kind of rooting for Squid. I like him.
Like, gonna make a play, obvious.
Like him a lot. Oh, he's gonna make a highlight.
Yeah.
Ooh. I love and hate that. I love and hate that. There's gonna be a pop out. A foul out caught over the railing.
Oh.
Yeah. Think Rizzo. I think Rizzo leans likely over and candidate. Catches one. And, oh my God. I haven't had a premonition like this in a while. Rizzo catches one over the railing, and then he has a hit the next inning. Whoa. Whoa. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.